all know that no one amongst us can guarantee that he lives until the next year, Ramadan. Therefore, we feel sorry for the days and nights of Ramadan when they pass away. And we feel like it is taking us towards the ends of our lives once we start counting the remaining of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us in all the shortness and the deficiencies that happened and occurred in our fasting and in the days and nights of Ramadan. And may Allah Ta'ala make us from those who do good deeds and sincerely for the sake of Allah. And may Allah Ta'ala accept us from amongst the pious ones. Ameen. And now with your questions, Hayyakum Allah. Has any question, please raise your hand so we permit you to, inshallah ta'ala, write it down. And anyone has a question, please prepare it on your main, on your own screen, and then inshallah ta'ala will give you the a chance to post it, inshallah. And raise your hand. Once you have it ready, just raise your hand.
الحمد لله صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه مصطفى. أما بعد, حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters, with a new season of Ramadan questions and answers. And today, as we are approaching the end of approaching the second half of Ramadan, which may take us to the best nights of the year, the last nights, of which it contains Laylatul Qadr. Which is better than the worship of, which is better than the worship of every 3 years, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Qadr, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. It is better than 1,000 months. It is better than 1,000 months, which would be every 3 years, 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 days, 3 hours, 3 minutes, 3 seconds. That is the 1,000 month. So the standing at one night will grant you a reward of worshipping with many different worships with no stop worship in a period of 83 years, day and night. So we have to prepare for those nights. We have to free ourselves from now. Do all what we need to do for the rest of the months. You have now another 6 days to do whatever you do. And after that, you need to free yourself for worship. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to do, in the last 10 nights, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to free himself for the worship. And that is not only for men, but men and women. We need to free ourselves. And in the last 10 nights, I don't say to minimize, but to stop going to markets, stop going to here and there, but use the time for worshipping Allah. May Allah Ta'ala forgive all of our past sins and shortens and strength, and may Allah Ta'ala strengthen our iman and make us from those who are accepted, and make us from those who thank their Lord by doing more worshipping deeds. Wallahu Ta'ala A'lam. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. And now with your questions, if you have any question, you raise your hand so we let you we read at you so you can type your question. But please prepare your questions on your own screen before you send it, or before you are given the chance to send it. Yet indeed actions are but by intentions. What of the case if someone intends to break the fast because they feel like they will faint, but after a while this feeling subsides. They did not drink nor did they eat, but they continue to fast the rest of the day. Do they have to make up as eat or drink, then inshallah ta'ala the fasting still stands. As we see in the hadith that Rasulullah used to come to his house and ask his family if they have anything to eat, and when they say yes, this is optional. Fasting is not obligatory, so the intention is not required to be from night. But yet, we can take from that an evidence for those who may think to fast, think to break their fasting for such a reason, sickness or something like that, and then they change their minds because it's still a plan or an intention which did not accompany an action. نعم والله أعلم. يعني the intention needs to accompany an action so it is to be considered. والله أعلم. Sheikh, for some of us, it doesn't feel like it's Ramadan. What advice do you give us to increase our iman? Well, the advice I can give you is to read the biography of the Salaf, especially during Ramadan. How did they used to, what did they used to do in, during Ramadan? Some of the Salaf used to get to the masjid from the beginning of the Ramadan, of Ramadan until the end, and they say we protect our fasting. That is when they are in the land of Islam. What about you guys? So my advice is try to free yourself in Ramadan from anything that may force you to go out to the street or to the market. Free yourself with the Quran. Read, listen, listen to translation, like that. This will increase your iman. That is the purpose for Ramadan being a month of fasting, as Allah Ta'ala said, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. والله تعالى أعلم. يا شيخنا رحمك الله آمين وإياكم. What should the sister do when she has been menstruating for 15 days? Now normal cycle is 7 days. The blood does not smell like menses blood. Should she fast and pray? What is the regular menstruation period for this sister? 7 days. Alright. And the 7 days are over, but blood is still coming. What about the characteristics of the blood? The smell, the thickness, and the color. And it smells like menses. What about the velocity of the blood? What about the thickness or the velocity of the blood? Is it thick or light? What about the smell or the color? Sorry, the color. Light color, light red color, or the it is thick reddish color. Brown red. Brown red. Okay. These characteristics you are saying is or means that mean that this is the blood of menses. This is menses blood. Therefore, we say that she must hold off fasting and praying, because sometimes woman has what they call the menses period change. So this might be the change, especially if this is the first time it happens like that. She has to hold until she see what happens after that. Maybe now it is changing from the timing of the first 7 days to another timing of 7 days, or maybe extending. So we have to give it some time, and this sister needs to hold until she sees some changes on the characteristics or the stub of the blood. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Na'am, Musa Abdullah. If one at the time did not know that they were supposed to pray after having a miscarriage a year ago, does one have to make up these prayers? Were they Muslims? Yes, they have to make up those prayers. They have to make up those prayers. And to make up those prayers is to make them up immediately, with no further delay, and all of them in row. What is the difference between helping one's brothers and sisters and teaching whereby one needs an ijazah, or at least to have reached a particular level of knowledge? I do not know what is the relation between this helping and teaching. Well, teaching is part of helping. When you teach somebody, you are helping him. But not necessarily when you are helping somebody, you are teaching him. You can help somebody by lifting something heavy with him, by giving a lift to somewhere, by donating some money, but it is not necessarily to be teaching. What can one teach someone? Do we need to have ijazah? If you mean teach by the meaning of you sit and you sit up a class and you have students, yes, you have to have ijazah. But if you want to say that teaching by that, if you have some knowledge of, for example, salah, how to pray, and you saw someone praying wrongly, do you need ijazah for that to teach him? No, you don't need ijazah for that to teach him. All what you need is to go make sure that your information are authentic, and then you pass it to him. That's it. That's a kind of teaching. But do we consider that this is the requirement for somebody to be a teacher? Do we call such a person as a teacher? No. But we can call him that he is somebody who is conveying whatever knowledge he has. And that is the position of every Muslim. Wallahu a'lam. There is a musalla close to where I live, but the brothers do not come there often. At a masjid that is a bit far from me, there were iftar and jama'ah, inshallah. But the problem is that the jama'ah, or that the brothers, keep talking the woman with their hair open can be seen by the men, and the kids make noise and play in the musalla. So do you advise me to go and take a brother who seems to be weak in the deen so that he can be encouraged in the deen we pray in the musalla? I recommend you to pray in the musalla, especially with this brother, because if this brother goes to that place and he sees the Muslim woman with no head covers and yani this and that, this all yani what you mentioned, he may have a kind of bad reaction and bad understanding and bad image about Islam. But I encourage that you take him to a place where it is free of any of these kind of visions. Wallahu a'lam. Assalamu alaikum. Is it from the sunnah to break your fast when you're traveling? I hear it is sunnah to break. I was listening to a lecture where the speaker said that it is allowed to kill a Muslim because of robbery. Is this true? And what are the evidence for this? Well, first of all, breaking the fast for traveling, we don't say it is sunnah generally like that, but we say that it is a permission. It is a permission that Allah Ta'ala gave to you to use. So if you find that you can continue your fasting and you want to continue your fasting, then no problem. As in the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu in Bukhari and Muslim, where he radiallahu anhu said, we were on a journey with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of us were fasting and some were not, and no one blamed the other for his position. And in other occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and like in Ghazwat al-Fath, as in Sahih Bukhari, was told that the people were very tired of fasting, because this was during the month of Ramadan. So he, after Asr, right after Asr, he took a cup of water and drank in front of everyone. So the Sahaba split it into two groups. Some of them broke their fasting and some others did not. So those who did not, the Prophet ﷺ called them the disobedience. Why? Because it became a difficulty now for them. So if it is a difficulty for you to fast while traveling, then it is not from the sunnah to fast, but to break your fasting. However, if it is okay for you to fast or not, then it is up to you. If you think that it is, you want to fast, you can fast. If you want to break, you can break, and after Ramadan you make up this day. In regard to killing a Muslim, there is no any excuse to kill a Muslim except if he is, as the Prophet ﷺ said, لا يحل دم امرئ مسلم إلا بإحدى ثلاث: الثيب الزاني، النفس بالنفس، الثيب الزاني، والمفارق للدين، التارك للدين المفارق للجماعة. If he killed someone intentionally, willingly, so he should be killed. If he commit zina, adultery, after being married, even if it is once in his life, and he divorced, he is still considered to be muhsan. And muhsan is somebody who had married, even if it is once in his life. And the third is the one who become a kafir after being a Muslim, who commit apostasy. Other than these, no one is allowed to kill a Muslim. And these three occasions or cases, this Muslim who committed one of these three sins is not to be killed by anyone and must be by a Muslim ruler. Wallahu a'lam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hakim says, Shaykh, Jazakum Allahu khair, Ameen wa iyaakum. In Tunisia, considered a Muslim country, is it permissible to make hijrah here? I hear that sheikhs recommend not to go there to live because the Salafis are having bad time there. I may have not choice because my husband is from there. And what can a woman do if she desires to wear niqab and her husband doesn't let her? First of all, there are some worships that every individual need to maintain. These worships, we are not allowed to obey anyone and leaving them. As what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, la ta'ata li makhluq fi ma'siyat al-khaliq. There is no obedience to any creation if it is a disobedience to Allah, the Creator. And Allah commanded a Muslim woman to cover her face. If her husband doesn't want her to cover her face, then she does not obey him. She does not obey him. And he has no right over her to force her to take off her face cover. This is in regard to the cover of the face of the woman. And in regard to migrating or doing hijrah to Tunisia, I cannot judge it because I never been to Tunisia. But you know, as long as you married to a Tunisian husband, you know what is happening there, and you have the decision. If it is, as you said, that it is difficult for the Salafis to exercise their deen freely, then you do not migrate to that place, to that land, even if your husband wants you to do. Again, there is no obedience for creation if it is a disobedience to the Creator. Wallahu a'lam. Sword of ilm. Faddal, go ahead. Nur also says, what is the ruling of a woman waiting one form at the Kaab in masjid during lasting days? The ruling for that is that she must not cause a mess for house if they need her, especially if she's a mother or a wife. She must be in a place where she is well covered and protected. She must not be in a kind of free mixing, even if it is with brothers, and be safe for her. Some of the ulama say that it must be in the three masajid, the masjid of Kaaba, the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, and the masjid in Palestine. But the dalil for that is not that strong, I mean, in the understanding method or issue, is not as strong to prove what they said. But it is allowed in any masjid. But with these conditions I just mentioned. Wallahu a'lam. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Basically, the Taraweeh, is this a must or recommendation? No, it is a recommendation. It is not a must. Such as some don't understand Arabic and come to masjid and their mind wanders off. Or is it better that they read it with the translation at home or masjid instead for those who do not speak Arabic? No. Taraweeh is different. Taraweeh is to pray. And in prayer you do not read Asian, nor you read the Quran if you are behind the Imam. The Taraweeh, akhi, is a cause of when you pray behind the Imam 11 rak'at, for example, for about an hour, you would be given a reward of standing all the night. So it is encouraged. One is encouraged to do it, but it is not obligatory. It is not must. It is not mandatory. Wallahu a'lam. Does having an ijaza also apply if a class and sit up to teach children? And how about teaching in Islamic schools in the West, where very few people are up on the aqidah and manhaj of Salaf al-Saleh? Well, akhi, this is not we cannot give you a general answer like that. But as I told you, anybody wants to teach any field of knowledge, whether it is about Islam or about mathematics or about physics or about whatever it is, he must have an ijaza. Do they allow you to teach mathematics without ijaza, I mean graduation certificate? They would not allow you to do that. So why Islam is more cheap than mathematics or physics or whatsoever? Now we have to respect our deen, and go study, learn. And the important thing, did you study this ilm with somebody who has it? Or you just get it by your own? Are you somebody who has who is well encouraged to teach, to benefit the people, but without having properly or through a proper channel? Then this is not permissible. Naam, Allahu a'lam. Allah understand. I don't understand what you mean by making up the salah in a row. I mean, if you have missed one full day prayers, five prayers, Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, you missed them. So now, I don't know, it's here in Saudi, 10 minutes to 1 in the morning. It is not a time for prayer now. So now you do not say, okay, I wait until Fajr, I pray Fajr with Fajr, and then Dhuhr with, then Asr with Asr. No. You now at this moment, you go make wudu and do the prayer in row, meaning Fajr, then Dhuhr, then Asr, then Maghrib, then Isha, with no time space between them. Wallahu alam. The local mosque is up on the Ikhwani Manhaj. This is the only one I can go. Can I go for the Eid prayer? Or is it better to stay at home? No, go to the Eid prayer and go to the Taraweeh and go to the Jum'ah and go to all Salah. As what Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, when the Khawarij surrounded his house and took over the yani of Medina, and they assigned an imam instead of Uthman radiallahu anhu to the masjid. One of the Muslims, the people of the Sunnah, came to Uthman and asked him, these people have, they put someone from their people to lead the Salah, meaning the Khawarij. Should we pray behind them? Look to the advice of Uthman, who was surrounded, who was blockaded in his house. What did he tell them? He said to the man, O son, O nephew, Salah, one of the best deeds of the people, or that the people do. So if they do good, you do good with them. If they do bad, you avoid their evil. And Salah is the best of what they do. So join them. I don't know, no one from the ulama say that if it is Ikhwani Masjid, you don't pray with them. No. Prayer is different. You pray Eid, you pray Taraweeh, you pray Jum'ah, you pray Jama'ah, but you keep advising them of their mistakes, if you can. And if you can, that's your ability, Allahu A'lam. Naam. Is it better for a woman to pray Taraweeh at home or at the masjid? No, Taraweeh better for a woman to be at home. But Eid, better to be at masjid. Musalla al-Eid, if there is Musalla al-Eid. If a woman's husband dies and she is in her idda period, are there any exceptions that allow for her to attend the iftar, Jum'ah, prayer, Taraweeh? Is she allowed to do this thing of town on business if this is her means of living? She is in retail business, so she has to go out of town to go products. what is permissible or not during the iddah. Well, first of all, for the iftar, jum'ah, prayer, taraweeh, this is not permissible at all. She must remain home. But in regard to business, I would like to ask one question. If you're going for Hajj or Umrah, what are you going to do with your business? Any business or no? Answer me, Umnur. Do you have vacation from your work or no? I mean your business. Do you stop doing some business for some periods or no? How do you live then? How do you live? I am sure that as a businesswoman, you have some money that makes you live. And no problem to work, but not to go out and travel to another town. No, this is not permissible. You need to live to the minimum requirements of living until the period is over. This is the right of the husband who died, who passed away, so you have to respect. Wallahu a'lam. During the first part of Ramadan, we pray Taraweeh after the Isha prayer. Is it better that we delay the prayer until the middle of the night during the last 10 nights of Ramadan? Yes, it is better even at the first 20 nights of Ramadan. It is better as long as you can, as long as the jama'ah can delay, this will be better for them all. Wallahu a'lam. I think this yani by that the time is over, so inshallah ta'ala we can continue tomorrow inshallah at the same time, an hour earlier than this time. May Allah ta'ala preserve us all upon his deen, upon the ikhlas and tawheed and sunnah. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.